a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the 5 o'clock report. 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. There's now a federal arrest warrant for Brian Laundry, but it's not for the murder of Gabby Petito. ABC's Alex Stone has the latest details.
The arrest warrant is not for Gabby Petito's death. It does not appear the FBI is ready to say Brian Laundry is a suspect in her homicide. What he's been indicted for is allegedly using a debit card and a PIN number that did not belong to him to withdraw $1,000 or more from a bank. Basically, this allows law enforcement to arrest him on something, even though it's not for her killing, while they investigate Petito's death. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Police in Florida have been searching for Laundry in a preserve for the past 9 days. They've wrapped up for today. No new information. And they'll be back at it again in the morning. Here in Utah, the Moab Police Department has decided to investigate its own officers and their handling of the Petito Laundry domestic incident, August 12th. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has details.
The city of Moab issued a statement about their upcoming investigation, saying the city is deeply saddened by Gabby Petito's death. The statement says, quote, at this time, the city of Moab is unaware of any breach of police department policy during this incident. However, the city will conduct a formal investigation and, based on the results, will take any steps that may be appropriate, end quote.
Moab officials say they understand why the media and the public would have questions about how their officers handled the call. The mother of a murdered University of Utah student sees similarities between her daughter and Gabby Petito. Jill McCluskey says police didn't think her daughter Lauren was in danger, and police didn't think Gabby Petito was in danger because her abuser said she was crazy. They were both murdered. Jill McCluskey says we must do better. It's a tweet from Lauren McCluskey's mother today. KSL News Time 502, one person is dead, 12 others shot at a Kroger in Tennessee earlier this afternoon. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Staff, one of the dead is the suspect. Others have serious injuries. Collierville, Tennessee Police Chief Dale Lane says it was clear that multiple people were shot when they entered the grocery store.
Our SWAT team, along with patrol officers and our command staff members, began the process of going aisle to aisle, room to room, bringing employees out that were in hiding.
Longtime employee Bridgenata Dickerson was working when the chaos erupted. She tells ABC News she ran with her coworkers to the back of the store and into an employee hallway.
Here he comes right behind us, starts shooting. And he kept on shooting, shooting, shooting.
When police entered the store, they found the alleged shooter dead, apparently from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. A former white state trooper in Louisiana has been indicted on a federal civil rights charge for beating a black man with a flashlight. A grand jury finding the former officer used excessive force in the traffic stop in 2019 that resulted in that brutal beating. The House committee charged with investigating the January 6th siege on the Capitol is expected to begin issuing subpoenas to former President Trump's aides. But House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who is a Trump ally, says he hasn't been served yet.
This is more about politics than anything else. There's only two questions that this committee should actually be looked upon. Why was the Capitol left so ill-prepared? And how can we make sure that this never happens again?
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says the Justice Department will help enforce any subpoenas against aides who refuse to comply. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Murray High School is going to charge students $5 admission to its school's upcoming football games. The money raised will pay for damages to the school.
It's to pay for damages caused by the viral TikTok challenge, Devious Licks. That's according to the Murray School District. They say the challenge has cost an untold amount of money in repairs because students record themselves stealing school property. Spokesman Doug Perry says the entrance fee may not stop at just the football game. He says the school is also looking at charging for students to go to dances and possibly other extracurricular activities. He says the fees will go away when the TikTok challenges stop happening. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
New data from the Salt Lake City Police Department shows that there's been a longer response time for routine and emergency calls. There are still more than 50 open jobs in the department. That's contributing to these delays. Jake Cornea says he regularly calls police in his neighborhood near Liberty Park, and officers sometimes don't show up at all.
Don't get received callbacks, especially during something like a shooting or either a fight that has broken out, like out on the street. We just don't receive that service anymore, and it's a little concerning.
Cornea says he doesn't even feel safe walking his dog at night anymore. We now know the names of the person, name of the person killed in yesterday's police chase on U.S. 40. Dead is 19-year-old Daisha Reynolds. She was killed when her stolen car rumbled over police spikes and flipped. The driver, 22-year-old Charles Castor of Salt Lake, is in critical condition. KSL News Time, 5:05.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.